All right, Ben here with the final lesson of the Fat Burners 101 course. This is the 7-step process that I use to shed fat, and it's the same process that is taught in detail at the Fat Loss Academy. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in. To lose fat, all you need to know can be summed up in 4 words. Mindset, metrics, metabolism, and motivation. These are the middle management M4 that you learned about in Lesson 1. The 7 steps you will learn here today flow directly from these 4 pillars. So what are the 7 steps? Well, I'm glad you asked. If I could sum up permanent weight loss in 7 steps, here's what they would be. Number 1, choose a starting point. I want you to imagine for a minute that a friend you haven't seen in a while calls you. They want to come for a visit, but they need to know how to get to your house. What is the first question you would ask? Well, I would ask, where are you now? If you don't know where they are now, it's hard to tell them to head east, west, north, or south. You can't give them a clear plan to get to your house. Fat loss is just like that. There are a few things you need to know before you get started on the path to fat loss. You want to know your weight, of course. You want to know your body fat percentage or your body composition. You probably want to know your waist size and a couple other few key metrics. Write down a list of all the things that you want to measure, and then write down where you are now. Seriously, go. Do it right now. I'll still be here when you get back. Two, choose an endpoint. Okay, so this is the fun part. Close your eyes for a minute and see yourself in your perfect body. How do you look? How do you feel? What are you doing? Now, what I want you to do is keep that visualization in your mind, and I want you to take the measures that you just took in step 1 and write down what those measures will be once you have that ideal body. These are your long-term goals. You know, if I were taking a trip to the Caribbean, it wouldn't be enough just to say that I wanted to visit the Caribbean. To make plans to travel, you need to know something more specific. You need to know what island you want to go to. It helps more if you know what hotel you want to stay at. The more clear and more precise you can be, the easier it is to reach your endpoint. You know what airport you're going to, you know where to tell the taxi driver to go once you get there. As Jack Canfield once said, vague goals produce vague results. Next, choose a realistic time frame for your new goals. You can't fly from New York to San Juan, Puerto Rico in 30 minutes, so it's just an unrealistic goal to try to reach. The same is true of fat loss. You're not going to lose 10 pounds by tomorrow, so you shouldn't expect to. As a rule of thumb, you should try to lose no more than 1 to 2 pounds per week. Lose weight too fast, and as we said in module number 3, it's not only not good for you, but you increase the risk of gaining all of that weight back. Having a clear goal gives you a point to focus on, and it provides you with the right mindset and metrics to make sure you have long-term success. Number 3, what is your baseline? Okay, so you have a new goal. Now let's start to build a plan to reach your goal. We'll start by looking at your current habits. How so? Well, that's a great question. Start a journal and write down all that you eat and drink. You should at least write down how many calories are in the food you eat and drink. But if you want, though, you can also write down fat, carbs, and protein as well. You can also write down how you feel when you're eating. Because if you're like me, there are often things that cause you to eat, like stress and fatigue. Finding those things that cause you to want to eat, especially when you're not hungry, can help you fight fat and win. For a lot of folks, controlling the emotional eating aspect means controlling their weight. Do the same thing with your workouts. What did you do and for how long? What workout did you do? You do work out, don't you? If not, why not? Write it down. Step 4. Identify small areas for improvement. This is where 97% of all diets fail. Have you ever tried a new diet and made big sweeping changes to the way you eat? How about a new workout plan that made you so sore you had to miss your next trip to the gym? Yeah, me too. And like you, I just gave up. I couldn't just make a huge shift like that. Mark Twain once said, "The secret to getting ahead is getting started. The secret of getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into small, manageable tasks, and then starting on the first one." You see, that's before I learned that small changes over time is the way to shedding fat and keeping it off. And that's why you're writing down the stuff that you're writing down in your journal, your baseline information. It's going to help you identify those small changes. You don't want to go off the deep end and make too many changes too quickly. Decide to cut one item that might not be a good choice each week. Decide to eliminate one barrier that may be keeping you from working out. Add 5 minutes to exercise weekly. Small steps. Trust me, the tortoise will win this race too. Because like David Fishman said, the true road to personal improvement is not miraculous. It's slow and calls for a great deal of perseverance. But it is indeed possible to progress along this road, and your effort will be amply repaid. Step 5. Be consistent with your changes, even when you're not. Once you've found a few small changes that you can make, you have to be consistent when implying those changes. Even if something like moving from regular soda to diet soda, you have to stick to that plan. Be consistent. Most diet plans out there have lots of rules. But notice what I did here. In step 4, I asked you to choose one small change to make each week. This clearly helps you stay on track from week to week. Listen, none of us are perfect. Even on my best day, I make mistakes. And if you're like me at all, you do too. Believe it or not, just like you, I eat foods all the time that I shouldn't. A lot of times, this leads you to feel like you failed. And this leads to emotional eating, and that's a very slippery slope. Greg Warner once said, "The only things in your control are your thoughts and then your actions." Positive, powerful thoughts lead to positive, powerful actions. And when done with repeated consistency, this cycle leads to greatness. I don't let the times where I stray off the path get me down. It's just not worth it. I know I've worked too hard to let it bring me down. And you shouldn't either. So, stop. Sure, you fell off the wagon for a minute. So what? We all have at some point. Get right back on the plan. Only by getting yourself back on track and being consistent will you finally lose that fat forever. You control the food. Don't let the food control you. Step 6. Measure the progress of your goals. I know how easy it is to feel like you blew your whole diet plan at one meal. One of the keys to reminding yourself that the sky is really not falling is to track your progress. You should do this at least weekly. That way you have a nice reminder of how far you've come. And yet, this is one more way that the diet establishment fails you. If you're like most folks, you can likely stick to a plan for a few weeks, and then you run out of steam. The motivation just fades away and you lose momentum. You cheat on your plan, which isn't always bad. I go over this neat trick in week 12 of the full Fat Loss Academy course. And there you are again, questioning yourself. Been there and done that more than one time. That is before I learned the strength of tracking weekly progress. If you track your progress, you can look back on how far you've come. You know that one meal won't ruin your entire diet plan. As Booker T. Washington said, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, as by the obstacles which he has overcome. So let's say you're losing 2 pounds per week on average. That is, 8 pounds per month. So if you have one bad day, you might put on a pound, maybe two. It's not the end of the world. Being able to look back on your progress and seeing that you lost 6 pounds in total is a very powerful and motivating. It helps you to see the big picture rather than seeing only the small piece of it. Step 7. Great work. Keep it up. How? Rinse and repeat. Now, repeat steps 4, 5, and 6 until you reach your goal weight. And then keep doing them to maintain that weight. I find new ways to make my diet and workout plans better all the time. I still weigh in weekly. I sustained my hard work, and you will too. I went through those 7 steps fairly quickly, but being able to apply those steps to your life is the best and fastest way to lose fat permanently. Each week in the Fat Loss Academy membership program, you'll get a lesson that focuses on one of those 7 steps. It takes you by the hand, guiding you to the body you've always wanted. Stop for a moment and imagine. No more plans that are too hard to maintain, have too many rules, keep you confused with conflicting information, make outlandish claims that folks just can't achieve, are way too hard to stick to, or that make you feel like it's your fault. I finally beat my own self-doubt and fears, and you can too. After you enroll in the Fat Loss Academy, you'll learn all you need to know to finally shed fat once and for all. We only have a few spots left, so if you're truly serious about dropping the fat in inches this time, sign up now before all the spots are filled. So what are you waiting for? Enroll now. www.fatlossacademy.com. I'll see you on the inside.